This week's gubernatorial primary election was a bad one for two groups of people. The first being the five candidates who lost, of course. I do have to confess a sneaking admiration for one, Republican State Senator Tom George, who finished dead last. He didn't whine, cry, blame crossover voters or sunspots. Instead, he went around yesterday referring to himself as 2% Tom, the share of the vote he received. There's something classy about a good loser. I think he ought to get a bumper sticker that says, 17,000 people can't be wrong. Actually, Tom got only about 1.7% of the GOP primary vote, but men tend to exaggerate size. The other big loser was Right to Life of Michigan, the powerful anti-abortion lobby. They spent money and political capital backing Attorney General Mike Cox, who lost badly. Now they have a nightmare of a choice in November. Democratic nominee Virge Bernero is a loudly pro-choice and against everything that Right to Life stands for. But from the anti-abortion lobby standpoint, Republican Rick Snyder isn't much better. He said he's pro-life, though he doesn't seem very passionate about it. But Snyder is passionately in favor of embryonic stem cell research, something Right to Life also strongly opposes. Yesterday, there was much speculation about what Right to Life will do. I have no idea what they'll do, but I do have a strong feeling about what the voters should do about this question. Forget about it, regardless of what side you're on. Think about this. The governor of Michigan is not going to make national abortion policy or change the law of the land. That has to be done by a constitutional amendment or the U.S. Supreme Court. We don't need the next governor's time and energy taken up with what is, in this context, a meaningless diversion. Whoever gets elected is going to have more than enough on his plate. The new governor is going to have to figure out how to balance a budget that runs a huge deficit every year. He needs to figure out how to stimulate business and still get enough tax revenue to keep the colleges and universities in good shape and fix the roads. He needs to worry about foster care and the state parks and Medicaid and pension funds. Those are things the governor can do. But he can't change policy on abortion, and it isn't his job. One thing that is part of both Rick Snyder and Virge Bernero's job is picking a lieutenant governor. This is more important than it sounds. Lieutenant governors do more than preside over the Michigan Senate. Our current one, John Cherry, was in a position to help the governor big time because of his knowledge of the legislature. Plus, he would be our governor now had Granholm ever been offered a cabinet post or high court seat. William Milliken, the longest-serving governor in Michigan history, first got the job when he was number two, and Governor George Romney resigned to take a cabinet post. Who Snyder and Bernero pick for their seconds-in-command may tell us a lot about what kind of chief executive they'd be. Worrying about their stand on abortion tells us only about ourselves.